One guy with sideburns and a soul patch. A podcast about American craft beer for beer lovers all across the country. From Boston to Dallas to Las Vegas, this is Beer Coasters.
Hello and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Happy Oktoberfest, everybody.
Oktoberfest!
Joining me here this week, as always, is
Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Chris in Dallas, Texas.
And I'm Mike from Boston. And I wanted to talk a little bit about...
And we're all falling asleep.
Yes, it's very late. Our recording date today is very late. It is actually into the next day, I believe.
But just in time for Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Wunderbar.
So I want to talk a little bit about the style of Oktoberfest. It began with the royal wedding, October 12th in 1810. Crown Prince Ludwig later became King Ludwig the First, was married to Princess
Crazy King Ludwig.
Therese of Saxony, Hildburghausen. Something on that date of October 12th, 1810, the citizens of Munich basically had a festival in celebration of that wedding, and it has continued ever since, with the closing ceremonies being horse races, which we don't usually see here in the States of celebrating Oktoberfest.
Yeah. So. And this year is the 199th anniversary. Obviously.
Wow. Yeah, see, I tried to look up that, and it was very conflicting numbers and dates, so I wasn't sure exactly.
Well, first, you're talking about Oktoberfest as in the festival.
Right.
Right. The actual style of beer is not 1810.
Oh, right.
1840.
Oh, okay.
For the Oktoberfest. Nice. The earlier... festivals, they probably were drinking something more along the lines of a traditional Dunkel, whereas in 1840 in Vienna, Anton Dreher created what's traditionally considered a Marzen now,
right?
Which is actually a beer that's brewed towards the end of spring, using up the last of the spring hops, and then it sort of ferments and ages and comes about the time of Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest. So.
So. Yeah.
So that's the festival as well as the beer. There you go.
Correct.
For our fermentation conversation, the beer that we're going to be trying is the Oktoberfest style of Sam Adams Oktoberfest. And then we go into some hop topics, and we have some tasting flights after that. And Toby, what's your tasting flight this week?
I'm trying Karl Strauss Oktoberfest.
Wunderbar. Chris?
I am trying Rahr and Sons Oktoberfest out of Fort Worth, Texas.
Very nice. I'm trying Otter Creek Oktoberfest. And that is out of Middlebury, Vermont, I believe. You'd think that we were doing the intro at the end of the show, but we're not. And then, of course, we got the tweet of the week, the backwash, and last call. Are you guys ready to drink some beer? I'm ready to drink some beer. It's Oktoberfest.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah.
Conversation. Yeah. Let's get to it then. All right. For this week's fermentation conversation, we're going to try Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
This is from the. Apparently, we forgot to introduce Homer Simpson on this week's podcast.
Oh, no, I'm doing my late great Carl Strauss impression.
Oh, sorry.
It's the best beer you have ever tasted.
Oh, thank you for drinking my beer.
All right. I'll save it for my fermentation.
Okay.
I mean, my tasting flight.
Save it, dude.
You'd think I was drinking all day.
All right, so Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Yeah, it's from the Boston Brewing Company out of Boston, Massachusetts. How about that? But they also have breweries in like Pennsylvania and Illinois and New York, all over the place. So they're a big craft brewery.
There are our website. Macro craft brewery.
Macro craft. www.samueladams.com. When Anheuser-Busch was sold to InBev, the Boston Beer Company became the largest American-owned brewery.
Oh, nice.
How's that for a little tidbit? So, the ABV on this beer is 5.7. The IBUs are a 19. Rate Beer rates this a 69 out of 100. The Beer Advocate users rate this a B, and the Allstrom brothers weighed in on this beer, and they rate it a B as well. This beer uses 5 different malts. You guys can pop these open if you want. Yeah, it doesn't actually give...
9.59!
Whoa.
That was a good one. So it says they use 5 different malts. I don't know exactly what malts they use. I'm sure there's some caramel malts in there.
Probably German malts.
Yes, German malts.
Dude.
Yeah.
There is no head.
What?
I got nothing.
What an unfortunate event.
I've got about a finger.
I got a pinky finger.
Big bubbles. It's quickly dissipating.
Yes, it is.
Dude, I don't know if my...
Now, I have mine in a mug. You could have this in a pint glass or...
Do you mean a stein?
A stein. It's not quite a stein, but it's a big mug. So, I'm getting...
Smell all those malts.
Yeah, lots of malts. Very malty.
Yep.
Caramel malts and toasty.
Yeah, very toasted. Toasted malts, big time.
Not quite roasty, but toasty. You know what I'm saying?
And there's also a hint of something, some kind of floral.
Yeah.
Like a sweet, almost an orange blossom.
Faint. And one thing I want to say about this beer is it's Oktoberfest, so it's not as a reviewable style because the flavors and the taste, the aromas, all that stuff are going to be relatively minimal compared to a lot of styles. Because it's low in alcohol, and it's basically a beer you can drink all night. Good for festivals. You can drink it all night and not get completely wasted. And on that note, I'm going to take a sip. It's quite malty. It's like toasted grains. What are you guys getting out of this?
Well, I think I got a bad bottle.
Okay. It's possible. It did go
not sitting well. There's, I mean, look at this.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There's literally no head whatsoever.
Yeah, even I still have
no bubbles and nothing.
Looks like you're drinking an iced tea or something.
Yeah. And so I'm recusing myself from this review.
Oh, well, that's not very festive. How about you, Toby?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, it's...
It's very...
It has that toasted... The toasted malts are really very present.
It's tough. Like I said, you know, it's really light. So
that's pretty much it. I mean, it's very bready and there's a little bit of sweetness.
Yeah, I like the malty sweetness of it.
There's really no bitterness or
yeah,
any kind of hoppiness to it.
And this is probably one of their better offerings, I think, though. As far as Sam Adams goes, I think this is just, I don't know, it's a more favorable style that they make, in my opinion. It's actually oddly enough, my brother-in-law's favorite from Sam Adams. He get when the Oktoberfest comes out, you know, when it's only available for like 2 months, he ends up buying, you know, quite a bit of it.
Not bad. Hmm. Good mouthfeel. Very drinkable.
Yeah. Medium carbonation. It's not, everything's very light. It's good.
Chris, I want to know what you're tasting.
I'm not drinking.
Let me know.
Horse blanket.
I'm not drinking. I got a bad bottle.
Did you hear that, Sam Adams? You're supposed to buy that shit back.
Yeah. Okay, take your butts down to Texas. Take Chris's beer back.
From coast to coast. And now it's time to hit the road with beer.
Okay, so here we are at the Blue Palms in Hollywood, California. We're enjoying some tasty beers. I am actually having the Stone's Ruination. What's been the Ruination?
It's on cask.
It's on cask. It's very tasty. With Centennial hops.
I've had better.
So I'm going to pass the microphone around. Everybody's going to tell us what they're drinking and their name, where they're from.
To Mike. This is Radlo from SD, and I am drinking the Downtown Brown, and it is very, very tasty.
Hi, it's Nis from Hamburg, Germany. It's my first time in California, and I'm supposed to drink some, what's it called?
Downtown Brown.
Downtown Brown, and it's supposed to taste... Well, it's pretty hard to tell what it tastes like. It's good.
What did you think about drinking the IPA? What was your thoughts on the IPA?
Yeah, where's the IPA tastes like?
Yeah. Well, go ahead. It's
all right. Dog urine.
I'm more sure than that one. All right, on. I'm Silka Smooth, and I drink Dogfish Head, and it's spice beer.
This is Mr. Summers. I'm having the Stone Ruination, like this entire table, on cask. It's very tasty, but not very strong in flavor. I was expecting better. Anyways.
Yeah, this is Kenneth from Los Angeles. Having the Ruination on cask. It's pretty yummy. Just want to make note, I've recently had the Vertical Epic 9909, which is heaven on earth. Lord Almighty, it's delish.
It's the Duchess. I'm drinking some Fuller's. Fuller's Vintage 2008 Limited Edition. And it's got some grapes, some serious grapes going on. It does taste like grape soda. It's grape drink. For grown-ups.
All right, so that's it right here at the Blue Palms in Hollywood, California. Thanks, Beer Coasters. Okay, so here we are now. We're at O'Brien's in San Diego having a few beers. I am actually trying the Sierra Nevada Triple. So we just did our triple show a couple weeks ago, and I didn't know that Sierra Nevada made a triple, so here I'm trying it on tap here at O'Brien's. And with me is...
Hey, this is Charlie from San Diego, hanging out here at O'Brien's with Toby. And I'm drinking an Alesmith Nautical Nut Brown, which is awesome nut brown ale, classic, Alesmith's version is very bold, a little bit sweet, not too sweet though. Really classic example of this style. It's one of my favorite nut brown ales. Thanks. And next is...
This is Dan from San Diego, hanging out at O'Brien's with Toby One Kenobi. And I don't even remember what I'm drinking, but Clinton's about to tell you that it tastes like bananas, though.
This is Clinton Garrett Von Kolk III, SD, drinking a Hop 15 Pizza Port Brewery, or Port Brewery. It's everything I expected from the name, very hoppy. And Dan is drinking a Weinstephan Hefeweizen, which is delicious, and tastes like bananas.
All right, thanks, guys. And my triple tastes a lot like apples. Not a whole lot, just kind of like a watered-down apple juice. Okay, so anyway. So I'm trying the Alpine... No, it's not the Nelson Rye. It's the Duet. They ran out of the Nelson Rye right before my eyes. So this is the Alpine Brewing Company's Duet IPA. This has got some superb dirty hops. Mike, you would love this because I know how you love your hops dirty. Great aroma. Lots of very clean, a little oily, some good dirty hops, and maybe a little bit of honey. But yeah, it's, all in all, it's pretty good, and I wouldn't be surprised to find a twig or a leaf floating in my glass. That's how earthy these hops are. Thank you. You want to talk about yours? Okay, here's Charlie.
All right, so I'm drinking the Firestone Double Jack, which I have to admit, I don't have a bottle in front of me, so I don't know quite what style it's supposed to be. It's a very strong IPA style, just from what I can tell from drinking it. It's a lot of hops, not nearly as much of a dirty hop flavor as the Alpine that Toby's drinking right now. It's a little bit maltier. It's strong, but it doesn't quite have that edge of a lot of, you know, double IPAs or Imperial IPAs that I've had. It's a little bit sweeter, a little bit maltier, still with that really strong hop character. So definitely good. I'm not quite sure what style to peg it other than just a double IPA with good malt characteristic. So, yeah, that's it. It's great. That's the Firestone Double Jack.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
All right, Hop Topics. Toby, what do you got for us this week?
Well, I am sticking with my tasting flight today, my Carl Strauss, and I'm going to talk about the Carl Fest, which is going on Saturday, October 3rd, starting at noon.
It's Carl Fest! Thank you for drinking my beer.
If it's not the best beer you have ever tasted, my name isn't Carl Strauss.
I gotta find that commercial. anyway, the Carl Fest is taking place at their Costa Mesa location. They have a few locations. They have two in San Diego, in La Jolla and downtown. They have one in Costa Mesa and one at the Universal City Walk in Los Angeles.
Diego.
The tickets are $20 pre-sale, and they're $25 at the door. There will be 35 beers on tap, live music, and great food. The breweries that are going to be there, other than Carl Strauss, is Bayhawk Ales, the Brewery, Tustin Brewing Company, Bootleggers Brewery, Newport Beach Brewing Company, Backstreet Brewery, Steelhead Brewing Company, Angel City Brewing, and Left Coast Brewing Company. And it all supports the Surf Rider Foundation, the Orange County chapter, the South Orange County chapter. So check it out. It's Saturday, October 3rd at the Carl Strauss in Costa Mesa, California.
Cool.
Excellent.
What do you got for us this week, Chris?
Well, my hop topic for this week comes from treehugger.com.
What?
Can I sign up?
Not many tree and huggers in Texas.
No. Not many trees. The
See? Actually,
there are quite a bit, but title of the article is "Oh No, Global Warming is Affecting Beer Production."
What?
Really?
So some people did a little bit of a study and saying that the quality of the saaz hops,
keyword, which are a little bit of a study. Go ahead. Saaz, you were saying?
The quality of the saaz hops, which are required to make the Pilsner lager, has been decreasing lately, and climatologist Martin Mosny of the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute thinks he knows why. Global warming. Saaz hops are delicate, and the higher air temperatures in the Czech Republic are affecting them negatively. So apparently there is a problem with the saaz hops in the Czech Republic because of global warming.
Well, so, wasn't there that huge storm that wiped out a bunch of hop fields in Europe last year or something? Yeah. It was one of our hop topics.
Yeah, we talked about it and how it affected the Hallertau.
Yeah, the Hallertau.
Yeah.
I wonder if that has something to do with it, too.
Nope, completely unrelated.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
So, everybody go out and buy electric cars or we'll have no beer to drink.
Yes. And energy saver light bulbs.
Yes. I got my Energy Star washer and dryer coming this weekend, so I'm doing my part to be greener.
All right.
Okay, for my hop topic this week, my article comes from the NewYorkTimes.com, NYTimes.com is the website.
Liberal newspaper.
Whatever, tree hugger. Tree hugging Texan. Okay, so the title of mine is Quitting Their Jobs to Focus on Beer.
Yes, please.
Stefan Vallon, 23, and Erica Shea, 25, quit their jobs earlier this year to start Brooklyn Brew Shop, which makes gallon beer brewing kits sized for New York City apartments. The couple started selling the kits early in July at the Brooklyn Flea Market and online, but before deciding to jump into their business together, they went on a 7-week backpacking trip to Europe to see if they were compatible. So this article is pretty interesting. There's a few questions posed and it's kind of like a little interview. You should check it out. I would love to quit my job and focus on beer. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. It's unanimous. All three beer coasters agree. Quit your job, focus on beer. Next segment.
Oh wait, I actually didn't give out my website. I just remembered.
Okay.
For the Carl Fest, it's just go to www.carlstrauss.com. That's KARLSTRAUSS.com. Look at it's right there on the homepage. A link to their Carl Fest.
Cool. Thanks for slapping the segue in the face. Appreciate it. Next segment.
Oh, and don't forget to go to treehugger.com to look at my article.
What are you saying, Mike?
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Toby, what you got?
Well, Mike, I've got...
Karl Strauss Oktoberfest.
That so did not go over how you guys thought it was going to go over, did it?
I didn't think about it. man. At all.
Way to rain on our parade.
Maybe that's man. The problem.
Okay,
tree
so
hugging, spoiled beer drinking.
I'm cranky. My beer was spoiled, and I'm cranky.
Carl Strauss is out of San Diego, California. They've been brewing since 1989. This year, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary. Do the math. Their website
state
is...
State for the record that I do like trees.
Their website is www.carlstrauss.com. I spelled it for you in the last segment. The style is a... Ready for it? Oktoberfest slash fall seasonal slash lager slash Marzen. That's what I got from all over
throwing
the internet.
Throwing us a curve.
The ABV is 5%, 20 IBUs. Slash. You can cellar this at 40 to 45, serve it at 45 to 50. You can find them in 12-ounce bottles, 6-packs, kegs on tap, September through October.
Hey, Toby. Do you have a cellar?
I have a refrigerator in my garage.
You don't have a cellar. And all you talk about every week, me. You talk about cellaring. And you cellar this. You don't cellar it.
I keep it cold.
Okay.
Okay.
I keep it cold.
So the ingredients I found in this one has Vienna and Munich malts, pearl hops directly from the Hallertau region of Germany. Interesting note.
Ah.
Everybody get out your pen and pads. I'm about to school you. Carl Strauss began his career at Pabst Brewing Company on the bottling
what?
Line in 1939. He quickly worked his way up to brewing ranks. In the 1950s, he was part of the team that reformulated the recipe for Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. The improved version catapulted sales for the company, and PBR remains an American brewing icon to this day. In 1960, Carl became vice president of production, overseeing all brewing operations across the country. He held the position until he retired in 1983. After
improved Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah. After 44 years after 44 years with the company, he retired, but then he decided to become a brewery consultant, providing expert advice to breweries all over the world. In 86, he was approached by his cousin Chris in San Diego about starting a microbrewery. He helped design the brewery, train the brewers, and create recipes for their first beers. Carl Strauss.
And I still get no credit.
Strauss, no. Carl Strauss served as the master brewer from 89 to 2006, remaining involved in brewery operations until he passed in 2006. So I wanted to give a big shout out to Carl Strauss because being from San Diego and...
Uncle Carl.
Yeah, Uncle Carl is what we all called him back in the day, and he was like a local celebrity, and so I just wanted to give a big up to Carl Strauss and tell you the history of this guy, because there's some stuff in there I didn't know about until I decided to do his beer on the podcast. Anyway, the Carl Strauss flagship beers are Amber Lager and the Red Trolley, which Red Trolley is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites from him, from or the brewery. I like Red Trolley.
Been one of my favorites for a long time. It's a great beer.
Rate Beer gave this one a 24 out of 100.
What the hell do they know?
The Beer Advocate users gave it a B-, and the Alstrom Brothers have not weighed in. So I poured this into a pint glass. I've got about 2 fingers of really foamy off-white head. It's just bubbling like crazy. I've got bubbles sticking to the side of the glass. Very clear amber color.
Oh, nice.
Super clear.
Creamy head on there. It's very nice.
Very earthy kind of maltiness on the nose. And there's a little bit of some hops in there, some kind of bitter hops. But mostly it's kind of a really earthy maltiness. I'm going to take a sip.
I want to know how he could have said improved Pabst Blue Ribbon with a straight face. That's what I want to know.
Hmm.
Wow. Silence.
It tastes dirty. like
dirty,
like dirt. You know what I mean? Like this kind of real earthy, malty.
Yeah, like this girl I used to know, and she was, you know. Wait, never mind. Wrong kind of dirty, huh?
Wrong. That's on a little different podcast.
really, really thin. On the, you know, mouth feels very thin, a little oily.
Like this girl I used to know.
There's some sweetness, a little bit of honey. I kind of pick up some hops, some kind of bittering hops, but mostly it's just kind of this dirty maltiness. So yeah, preparing this with something, I mean, you kind of got to stick with the Oktoberfest feel and do a bratwurst. But with this, I'm thinking something more along the lines of fish and chips. You know, some malt vinegar, some fried fish.
Some fish and chips sound fries. Good right now.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it for me. Carl Strauss, Oktoberfest.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Every time.
Yeah, whatever.
Welcome to the Midwest, son.
For my tasting flight this week, I am doing Rahr and Sons Oktoberfest.
Rahr.
This would be from Rahr and Sons Brewery out of Fort Worth, Texas. Website is www.rahrbrewery.com. That's RAHRbrewery.com.
Have you been there, Chris?
Not yet. I'm actually making arrangements to go down there and hopefully do an interview.
How far is it soon? It's not too far, right?
Takes about an hour to get there from my house.
It takes an hour to get anywhere from Chris's house.
This is true. The style of the beer is a German Marzen / Oktoberfest. Yeah, ABV is a 5.5%. Uses noble hops and some caramelized malts. A rate beer rating of 21 out of 100. Whoa. Beer Advocate users give it a C, and the bros did not weigh in on this beer.
Maybe you should think twice about going down there then.
We'll see. I picked this up.
As long as it's not spoiled, it's got a rate better than his Sam Adams this time around.
Yeah. Right? You know, I got this beer. I was actually going to do Leinenkugels, but when I went to the store to get this beer, one of the representatives from Rahr and Sons just happened to be there. So I figured, oh, you know, what the hell, grab this one and give it a try. So on the pour, I'm almost no head, more than the Sam Adams head, but it's, you know, quarter of a finger. So virtually nothing.
Half of a quarter of a half.
Not dissipating completely.
Man, it's funny because my beer is dissipating very quickly.
Oh, there it goes, and it's gone.
Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. If your bartender's in with
me. On the scent, I'm getting lots of malt. Kind of caramely sweetness. Maybe a little butterscotch.
Hmm.
That's lucky? A good one.
Your mom goes to college.
Getting some bready yeastiness. Well, it's definitely much better than the Sam Adams was, but I don't know what that really says.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's better than the spoiled beer I just tried. Wow, that must rate real high on the charts.
It's kind of strange. On the front end, it's got a bit of a sour note to it. I'm getting the caramel and the toastiness that I was talking about. But
is it like a yeasty sour?
It's a weird sort of sourness. Yeah, maybe.
Sourdough?
Yeah, exactly. Like a sourdough.
Hmm.
Yeah. This tastes sort of like a sourdough bread.
So far, so good, good, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just a little different. I wasn't expecting it to be sour.
Well, by definition, I mean, the style in general shouldn't taste sour.
No. It's not bad, though. It's got a nice mouthfeel, decent carbonation. It's not flat like the Oktoberfest was. The Sam Adams.
What about food?
Good maltiness. If I was going to pair this with something, I'd have to go with... I've been thinking about this all day, and I really want one now. When we went to Las Vegas a few years back for a friend's bachelor party, and we had... First of all, we went to the... Hofbräu House in Vegas, and it was freaking amazing.
Such a good time.
But we had, and I can't remember the German term for it, but pig knuckle. You guys remember having that?
No, I didn't have,
any of that. I had like a big fat pretzel and who knows how many donuts.
So good. I think it was called a Schwein and something. I don't know. Radlow, if you're listening to this, let me know how far off I am.
Yeah, Schwein and something's that, really close, Chris.
Yeah.
Schwein and something?
Schwein and something. But yeah, pig knuckle. That's what I would pair this with.
Nice.
Big, salty pig knuckle. And that's it. Mike, you want a drink?
Pig knuckle.
Nein, Wittgenstein. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one. Pig knuckle Mike.
Nein, Steins! For my Oktoberfest offering this week, it is Otter Creek's Oktoberfest. That is from Otter Creek Brewery out of Middlebury, Vermont. Which I know I'm saying that wrong. And I don't have the website because I typed it in incorrectly. So,
loser.
Okay, it's Otter Creek Brewery. No, OtterCreekBrewing.com. Ah, so there, back on track. Okay, so the ABV for this beer? No, not really. Off track.
Are we ever actually on track?
Does it really matter?
I'm betting that most of the time we're not on any sort of track.
We're going to drink some beer. We're going to talk about it. Yeah. Okay. So the ABV on this beer is 4.8. The IBUs is a 19. Rate Beer rates this a 27 out of 100. The Beer Advocate users rate this a B-, and the Alstrom Brothers did weigh in on this beer, and they gave it a B+.
Nice.
For malts, they use 2-row malts and wheat. For hops, they use Hallertau and Tettnang. And it's not really an interesting note, but they actually listed that they started shipping this beer last month, the 22nd, so it's fairly fresh, I hope. We'll find out. Ooh. It is
glug glug
amber-ish, not as amber as the Oktoberfest from Sam Adams. It is lighter in color. Much larger head on this one, as you guys can see here. And it's dissipating kind of quickly. I did a pretty aggressive pour.
And it has kind of a shiny spot right there.
Oh, that's my head.
On the your head. Yeah, yeah.
That's my head.
Oh, that's your bald spot. Sorry.
Thinning. Speaking of thinning, the head is thinning here.
It's a pretty good head, though.
Thank you. It's got kind of a very bready smell. Quite a bit different than the Sam Adams. And there's a strong lager-like yeast.
Remember when they used to always show in the movies when somebody would have this big head on their mug, they'd always blow it off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that here.
I don't especially want this crap in my beer.
All our hardware.
You know, I will say that traditionally in Oktoberfest / Marzen style, which is pretty much what we're all doing, I mean, it's a lager. And I, you know, most of the time we're not big fans of lagers, but I will say that generally I like this style. And so even though it's a lager, it's definitely a better lager style than most.
Because I think everybody knows from, I definitely am not a lager fan in general. I'm going to take a sip of this one.
Right on.
There's some
sip it.
Kind of light, sour yeastiness. A little bit of bitterness. Man, it's completely different. There's a lot of lagerness to this. It's almost similar to like a New Belgium. If New Belgium made a lager, it's very similar to, I think, what... I don't know if they do make a lager, but it seems like this is what it would taste like.
I don't think they do.
They do? Yes? No?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
But you'd never know.
It's kind of bold for the style. It should be milder, and it's kind of a strong lager. It's medium bodied. It's like twice as much carbonation as the Oktoberfest from.
Would you call it an imperial lager?
If there is such a thing, then yeah, I guess I would call this an imperial lager.
You hear that, Stone? Get cracking. You and all your imperial beers.
It's just going to be, you know, your average. There's a slew of different types of German sausages available at Oktoberfest, and I would, you know, pair it with this.
It's just one big sausage fest.
On so many levels. And on that note, next segment.
Just Call Me Court says, I'm going to spill this beer on your shirt so I can suck it off, said the creepy old guy. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah. Time for some back.
I just want to notify you guys over at the Beer Coasters. The Firestone double barrel tastes like shit. Please don't ever serve that on any one of your shows because it is ridiculously horrible. It tastes like the glass that they just washed my cat stole out of it.
Hey, Beer Coasters, what's going on? This is Crazy Dave. I was just cruising around the webs and the internet, and I found on Dogfish Head they're hiring for a brewmaster, a cellar assistant, and a sales manager. Anyhow, I thought some people might be interested in that.
All right, this is Radlo. I am leaving a public service announcement. Firestone Pale Ale tastes like dirty dishwater that I use to wash my dog. And I just want to say a big shout out to Mr. Hot Carl.
last call.
Last call.
Last call.
All right, this is...
Nine with the Stein.
Oktoberfest.
This is last call. This is where we give our pint ratings.
It is.
Yes, oh. It is. Toby, what what's your pint ratings this week for your beers?
Well, for... You know, I liked both of them. I was talking to you guys off mic about how this is it's a very cool style to me. I mean, it only comes around once a year. It has this great history and everything. It's nostalgic to me. You know, I traveled to Europe and I've been to, you know, to Germany and drank the beers of Germany, and this is very reminiscent of those. I like this time of year. I like Oktoberfest. So, for the Samuel Adams, I'm going to give it a 4.5. I really enjoyed it.
Wow.
Great flavors. Great representation of the style. For the Carl Strauss, not so much. I liked it. It was a little different. It had some really cool flavors in there. So I'm going to go with a 4 for the Carl Strauss Oktoberfest. And Mike has just landed.
Yes, I landed. A.K.A. Shut my fan off.
Loser! So yeah, that's it for me.
All right. How about you, Chris? Your pint ratings.
My pint rating. I'm not going right. to rate the Sam Adams since I didn't actually get to drink it. Actually, you know what I found interesting? I was looking at the bottle for the Sam Adams, and it has on the bottle it says lager, and then over off to the side it says ale in Texas.
Yeah, I guess for some reason they
have to call it an ale. I think it has something to do with the beer laws here. But anyway, aside from that, the Rahr and Sons, I actually liked it quite a bit. Even with the slight sour notes, it kind of took me aback a little bit, but I still enjoyed it quite a bit. I'm going to give it 3.5 pints. I think it was a good example of the style, and it's a style, like I was saying earlier, you know, for a lager, which is something we don't generally like. It's a tasty beer. So I'm going to give it 3.5.
All right. Well, for me, my pint ratings for the Sam Adams, I'm giving it a 4. I really like it. It's because it's on the maltier side of the Oktoberfest beers, which I like. I'm a big fan of the maltier side of Oktoberfest styles. For the Otter Creek, I'm sipping on it now. On initial review, I wasn't that big of a fan, and I was thinking I was giving it 2.5, but I'm going to give it a 3 because I think it's okay, but it's not... I don't think it falls within the Oktoberfest style. It's kind of a bold lager, which, if anybody's listened to this podcast, I know I'm not a big fan of lagers. But this one's okay. And that's why I'm giving it a 3. Because it's drinkable. Because I'm drinking it. So there.
And you're not stopping.
That's right.
Gone.
That's right. I'm a dedicated coaster. So, I wanted to mention a few things for our individual shout-outs, but I'm going to throw it over to Toby since he's first on this roundy-round thing that we do.
Well, I wanted to first give a shout-out to Tim, my buddy in San Diego, for hooking me up with the Carl Strauss. Yeah, he was generous enough to loan me a bottle for the podcast because I can't find it out here in Las Vegas. But since I was in San Diego, I thought, hey, let me snag one of those. I'll mention you on the podcast.
Yeah. Yay, Tim.
And I also want to mention karlstrauss.com, K-A-R-L-S-T-R-A-U-S-S.com. Look for the Carlfest coming up next month. And also a shout out to O'Brien's in San Diego. You can find them at O'Brien'sPub.net, and also the Blue Palms in Los Angeles, which is BluePalmsBrewHouse.com.
I miss O'Brien.
Awesome place, man.
Well, I wanted to mention Harpoon Brewery. They are putting on their Oktoberfest, which happens today. It's October 2nd. Oh, that's wrong. It's the following week, right? It's because this comes out... Right. So it's next week, October 2nd and October 3rd. It's the basically Harpoon's version of Oktoberfest, and it's one of the biggest in New England. So go check it out. Lots of German food and, as they say, German oompa music. And come check it out.
I want to do a quick shout out before you move on there. I just wanted to give out the website again for the beer that I tried, which is Rahr & Sons Brewery. That's rahrbrewery.com, rahrbrewery.com. And I also wanted to say, just a reminder to everybody, that the Stone Vertical Epic is out now. You can pick it up probably mostly on the in the California area of the country. The 0909.
Need to have a special 909 show.
Yeah, and I just wanted to put this out there. We do this podcast every week, faithfully, take our time and our energy, sometimes, and a lot of our money, for your guys' enjoyment to listen to. So if you guys ever feel like you want to pay us back and send us some Vertical Epic, shoot us an email. We'd be more than willing to give you our contact information to send us a bottle.
Yeah. Or you can follow us on Twitter. We are Beer Coasters Pod on Twitter. And you can tweet stuff. You can tweet stuff about us. And you can tweet Backwash if you want. We're also on Facebook. You can search for Beer Coasters Podcast on Facebook, and you can become a fan, I believe, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
And be part of our social networking circle that we travel in. And if you want to reach us individually, you can reach me at mike@beercoasterspodcast.com.
Or toby@beercoasterspodcast.com.
And chris@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also reach me at Twitter at @bcoasterchris.
And I'm Beer Coaster Toby.
Cool. And I am Beer Coaster Mike.
And you can email us Backwash at the website, backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. And you can leave audio Backwash, which a few of our friends have done, which you heard, at 972-914-8502. And you can also post your comments directly on the website for each episode. Just look at the episode, click on the comment button, leave a comment. It's pretty cool.
And that website would be beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also subscribe to us in iTunes. Just search for Beer Coasters. You can also comment in iTunes. And check the website on Monday for the next time on Beer Coasters. Hopefully we'll get it up there in time. It was a little late this week. We were still trying to figure out what we were getting from everybody. So,
and tell your friends. Tell your friends, friends. Thanks for listening. We totally appreciate it.
And don't forget to support your local brewery by drinking local. And you know what? If you're drinking local beer, you're drinking American product. So you're supporting... America. It's USA made, baby. Except when they get their hops shipped from Germany. Anyway. And don't drink and drive.
And, if you get any comments or suggestions of your favorite beer, bar, whatever, let us know. I don't have any this week. I haven't been anywhere this week. I've been kind of busy. But I'll let you know in the future if I come across anything cool. And if you do, you should let us know.
O'Brien's in San Diego and Blue Palms in Hollywood, California. And
there's two right there. So that wraps it up for this week's show, our Oktoberfest, our little Oktoberfest celebration here on the Beer Coasters podcast. What do you say, guys?
We gonna do it?
Sure.
Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy, oi, oi, oi,
Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy, oi, oi, oi.
Oh, that was a disaster.
Was too much. Cheers.
Nein, mit die Stange.
Prost. Prost.
Prost.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week. Right here on Beer Coasters.
Big, salty pig knuckle.